I don't know if you remember, but being in grade school, there was the time that out of nowhere, the alarm, the fire alarm would go off. And again, all of the school would have to be evacuated. It was a sound so loud, it was clear there was an alert. I know in our area, there's a siren that goes off when tornadoes come. There's an alert. Right now, Homeland Security has this concept of a color code of alertness concerning terrorism. Let me say something in the area of spiritual warfare so that we don't lose, so that we're not unaware, that we will not be exploited. The concept of being spiritually at the cutting edge, being alert. Now, that takes action on our part as believers. Let me say again, welcome to a 5-part series on spiritual warfare. Trying to give you 10 minutes apiece on these. They may go from 8 to 12 minutes. But it's vital that we at least get the concept down. Alert, alert, alert. If someone comes into your office or comes into even a grocery store and begins to scream, fire, 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 well, everybody's going to become a little bit alert. And it's absolutely needed, and this is something that every believer can have, alertness to the spiritual war that goes on around us, to the impending danger. Obviously, the early disciples, Peter, at that last supper with the Lord, they were not alert. They were not aware. They didn't understand anything at that point, really, when it came to this battle. Thank the Lord our God for the living Christ. Savior, deliverer, and the one that gives us the heads up. When he says, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. This is what can happen in our daily walk with the Lord. By the Spirit of God in us, by the Spirit of Christ in us, this is what we can become aware of. Matter of fact, in the context of the armor of God, which we'll do here in a little bit in the series, we have the concept of Not only truth and righteousness and readiness and the helmet of salvation, shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, but the next verse, which many people do not include in the armor, praying in and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Prayer is an interactive thing. Prayer is an empowered issue. And I would say that this concept of alertness would come deeply in our practice of prayer, a more consistent thing. Let me just say three things. Let me say, first of all, what alertness is. This concept of being alert. One of the best places to take a look, Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. When the Spirit of God simply in command form says, devote yourselves to prayer. Keeping alert or being watchful. And then do all of this with thanksgiving. Now, the concepts of prayer, intensity, intercession, praying for the lost, praying for the church, praying for all the mission of God. Well, in that context, and a lot of us know how to do that, the Spirit of God is saying, in the context of praying for the lost, for those who need healing, for the church, for the advance of the kingdom of God, in the context of praying for your daily bread, your needs, other people's needs, in that context of prayer, become alert. Be watchful. By the Spirit of God in you, by giving and practicing in the context of your prayer, a sense of stopping for a moment and saying, you could even say it, Lord, what is the enemy up to? What is the enemy doing? What do we need to know in our city? What do we need to know in our church? I mean, Jesus had this explicitly when it came to the early disciples and Satan's design to bring a particular attack. Now, biblically, we can know the overarching, you know, coming to bring temptation, coming to bring seduction, coming to bring deception, coming to bring corruption, getting us off the track. Take again a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11. In the exact same way that Satan did it in the beginning with Eve and Adam and so forth, the presence is here doing the same thing today. Now, in the biblical prophetic scheme of things, there is more of that presence manifested, operative than ever before. As we're moving towards Luciferic globalism, that new world order, and the rise of Antichrist, and the most demonstrative time, the most unprecedented manifestation of dark powers. So as a believer, do we just sit back and see it all come down? No. We're to be, as we said in number one, massive spiritual awareness. We're to be aware. And that takes a choice too. Not hiding, not denying, not running away from, not saying we only want select scriptures, but being a brave believer, an empowered believer, a bold believer, and eventually becoming a fearless believer that says, you know what? The Word of God commands me to be watchful. Now, this great little Greek word, this is a great little Greek word. It's used somewhere else. 1 Peter 5, 7 and 8. When the Spirit of God through Peter says, be self-controlled and alert. Because your enemy. Now, notice that both of these are in the context of the enemy. Colossians 4, 2. The actual word. And a great Greek scholar by the name of Kenneth Wiest gives the concept of the meaning of that little word. Looking for impending danger. Looking for the impending danger. Being so alert, it's as if you're at the point man. If you're in a tower looking as a watchman, you are to be alert. Now listen, it's one thing to listen and see. You know, we know what God is doing, and we should be involved in the mission. But it's also vital that we become spiritually alert to what the enemy, not only is methodology biblically revealed, but what the enemy is doing. Alert to any arrows he is sending against you, involuntary feelings, involuntary thoughts to try to get you off track, any kind of seduction, any kind of deception, any kind of work that brings an attack or any kind of opposition to your ministry. Well, let me tell you how vital this is. Without being, number one, aware, number two, alert, we diminish our capacity for victory, for fruitfulness, for maintaining joy in Christ. There are so many believers that will say, I don't know what's going on. I think I'm going crazy. You know, they get oppressed. They get depressed. They have thoughts in their mind. They have these lies sent to them. Ephesians 6, those arrows sent by the enemy. That all of a sudden, you know, begin to diminish your faith, begin to diminish your walk, and all of a sudden a believer is incapacitated. I mean, that's what Jesus was saying, Simon, Simon, to the disciples, to us. Satan wants to, asks to sift you, to beat you. Jesus says, but I prayed for you that your faith would not fail. It's always about your faith, because you'll never do any more than what you believe when your shield of faith is up, when you're believing and Christ is operative. I mean, real faith is action. You're in action, and the window is wide open to God. You're believing God. Let's ask the question right now. Are you believing God? Are you willing to say, you know what, in the context of being a believer, I don't want to just be a watered-down, enculturated, mush kind of believer in Christ. I want all the Scripture. I want what it's all about. And so I don't want to ignore what the Word of God says about the devil. Even when I hear, quote, spiritual leaders say, don't think about the devil, don't talk about the devil, don't glorify the devil, you know. Well, then you're going to have to take a big, massive chunk of Scripture away. And you're going to have to take away victories in spiritual warfare. I want to know what the enemy's doing. I want to know how he operates, what he's doing in the world. Then I want to be alert on a daily basis. That only comes by practice. When God says for you to watch, look for the impending danger. The only danger is what Satan does spiritually in bringing stuff against us or against people that you know or against leadership in your church or even in your culture. As we read Ephesians chapter 5, we're told to expose the evil deeds of darkness. Not hide them, ignore them, deny them, but expose them for what they are. And I think one way of being able to do that is being constantly alert. How do I do this? How do I do this in my daily practice? It's part of what I do. I mean, every believer should have prayer time daily, meeting with the living Christ. Start off with worship. Get into intercession and prayer. And then in the context of your embrace of Jesus and his presence in your life, your opening of the Word of God, your pouring out prayer for the lost and for the church and for other needs and so forth for yourself, in that context, in obedience to the Word of God, what does the Spirit of God say? Being watchful. What does the Spirit of God say there in 1 Peter 5? Self-control, so that nothing else around us, circumstances aren't controlling us, and alert, the same Greek word from Ephesians 4:2. Being alert to the impending danger. So in the context of my prayer, there's a time in which, and I use the format of the Lord's Prayer. I begin, you know, our Father in heaven, the idea of worship. I begin with worship, then I move to intercession, praying for the lost, praying for the advance of the kingdom of God, praying for the church, praying for all the needs, interceding. Then I pray for my daily needs. Then I look at any issues of sin that need to be dealt with. Then I look at, Lord, what's the enemy doing? Give me a heads up. Show me. Here I am. You can't be alert unless you do this, unless you look, unless you watch, unless you're willing to say, Lord, give me the heads up so that I can seek you, pray against the enemy's work, ask you to deliver me from the enemy's work, and be at the cutting edge. That's what we need in order to be spiritually victorious and fruitful and consistent. So, point number two, be alert. Watch for the impending danger. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. God bless you.